KB 101 Morning Show, it's a quarter to eight, and Jim Rohn is back for Weather Talk. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Todd. Listen, are you all set for the big run this weekend?
Yeah, I guess so, in Walker tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm about as set as I'm going to get, Jim.
And now, do you pace yourself? This is what, about how many kilometers?
Well, I run the 10K. There's also a 26-mile marathon, or a team relay of 13 miles
apiece. People actually run 26 miles?
26 miles, yeah. They run
isn't that a little hard on the bod?
It would be hard on my bod, I'll tell you that.
Does anyone do a mile a minute?
You know, I don't think in a 26-mile race they do.
Wasn't it Roger Bannister that did a minute and a mile? Or a mile a minute?
I think
someone
that's
did.
Right. Yeah.
But, I mean, they could be very consistent with something like that.
Yeah.
But, man, so what do you do when you get done running?
I eat a peanut butter sandwich.
That kind of revives you?
Right, right. That's sort of my reward at the end. I just keep thinking, peanut butter, the whole way.
What's your time usually on a kilometer run? Do you try to better yourself each year?
You know, I'm not that fast. The best I've ever done is about 48 minutes.
I suppose you could walk it, too, as long as you could complete it,
right? That's right. A lot of people do walk it.
Yeah. Yeah, you miss a lot of scenery if you're running.
Yeah, right.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Well, you have a great run. It's all for a good cause, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of folks out there enjoying it.
It's a great community event, Jim. Thanks.
Yeah,
we'll
that's
have fun.
That's what makes it fun to get into and enter and join the group. Well, that's great. We wish you well.
Thanks.
If you break any records, you let us know, huh?
I'll break something.
Okay. We have a cold front sweeping into western Minnesota this morning. This front will exit to the east of Minnesota by this afternoon and will usher in more clouds and the threat of a few showers to the state. A gusty northwest wind will develop behind the front as well. Temperatures should rise to near 50 in the northeast to near mid-60s in the southwest. And then low pressure will anchor itself over the Great Lakes region through Sunday and will continue to provide below normal temperatures to the state. Here in KB 101 country today, mostly cloudy, some scattered showers in the forecast, going to be a little on the breezy side. Highs in the mid-50s and northwest winds at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and lows in the upper 30s. Northwest winds at 10 to 20. And for the big run up in Walker tomorrow, Saturday will be mostly cloudy. There is a chance of showers. Highs will be in the lower 50s, so I would imagine that's ideal conditions for running. Northwest winds around 10 to 20. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and lows of 35 to 40. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and highs in the lower 50s. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and lows in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy Monday, a chance of snow or rain showers in the afternoon and breezy, highs near 50. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, a chance of rain or snow showers in the afternoon and highs in the mid-40s. And partly cloudy and cold on Thursday with highs in the upper 40s. Currently in Bemidji, pressure steady, 29.52 inches. Relative humidity, 76%. A west-southwest wind at 9 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, 45 degrees in Bemidji. And have a great run tomorrow, Todd.
Well, thanks, Jim. You have yourself a terrific weekend, too.
Jim Rohn and Weather Talk. He'll be back again Monday morning, 6:40 and 7:40 here on The Morning Show on KB 101. It's 12 minutes away from 8.